It's all in the podcast. Moira and Big Trev show, that is. Unless we have to edit it out for legal reasons. 1029 Hot Tomato.
Hello. Hi. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Trevor.
Hello there, Moira. Hello, Shad.
Hello.
Hello there. Look, on this podcast, you are going to hear a story that will make men cry.
Oh.
Possibly even women as well.
Yes.
Weep, I would say. It involves the attack of one's junk.
Yes. Mm. The genitalia. The front bum. The opposite to the back bum.
That's right. I've never heard
of it. But it was a guy, so that doesn't really.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Ah, well, the goods.
The goods.
The damaged goods.
The meat and two veg.
Yeah. The grapes.
Enjoy that.
The prunes.
As you cringe with what animal actually, in fact, attacked this particular man's junk.
Yes. Mm. Think of all the different animals that could attack your junk right now.
Shad, have you ever been bitten by anything or attacked by an animal?
I've been bitten by a Shetland pony twice.
What?
Do you know a Shetland, like the little mini
horse? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Were you
twice,
riding
like,
it?
They're just, when I lived in Bathurst, when I went to uni.
You rode a Shetland pony?
I tried to pat it. It was like in someone's front yard, like randomly. And
yeah.
I just went to pat it and it bit me. And then there was another one. I think it's a different one.
Hang on.
And it was at the bottom of Mount Panorama.
Two separate occasions.
Yeah.
Wow.
Same year, actually. I think it's the same one.
Well, clearly it doesn't look like you.
Yeah.
Where did it bite you? Like on your
hand? On the hand.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to pat it and it bit me on the hand. Apparently they're quite aggressive.
Wow.
Yeah, there's one across the road from my son's school.
Yeah.
That the kids pat all the time.
Oh, well. Okay.
We should test you again with that.
Yes.
Nah, I'm all right, eh? You know, I mean, I've met two Shetland ponies. I think it's different ones.
Three times a charm.
Yeah, like nah, I'm done.
No, you're done.
You're done.
Yeah.
Shetland ponies, no go.
Done.
No, if you have a kid,
you're not even a real horse.
You're half
a horse. Don't take your anger out, mate.
Oh, you're just a small little
horse. Yeah, it's a small horse.
Taking it out on me.
Yeah.
I just want to pat you because you look a little cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, clearly you are not a friend of Shetland ponies.
Nah.
A friend of mine got bitten on the nipple by a camel. That's not on this podcast.
Stop flashing camels.
It was a guy.
Oh. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, yes. Stop flashing camels.
Stop flashing camels.
You weirdo.
Enjoy.
Moira and Big Trev.
Now, the Queen has hit another milestone,
okay.
Mozzie.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has been in her job for 70 years.
Wow.
That's a long time between drinks.
That is.
Yeah. Like, she was 25 years old and the time when her father passed away, King George VI, back in February 6th, 1952.
Oh.
So that's a long time in the job, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Because her reign has spanned over 15 Australian prime ministers, the first being Sir Robert Menzies, and he was the first. And television began to compete with the motion picture industry when she went as queen.
Wow, so 70 years.
Yeah.
Does that mean she got seven lots of long service leave?
She's got a lot. Her superannuation must be massive.
She must have so much holiday leave.
Yeah, so we're talking about, I want to know who's out there in the Gold Coast.
Yep.
How long have you been in your job for? Because you've been in your job for quite some time, haven't you?
Yeah, I... Yes. The dinosaur has been here at Hot Tomato for 10 years. I noticed the Jurassic Park logo on a screen and I thought, oh, we're not talking about me being old, but yes we are. Yeah, 10 years.
You've been in the radio business for quite
20
some
years.
Time. Yes.
Yep.
So you're pretty much, that's a long time that you've been in the same job, yeah?
Yes, it is.
And you've enjoyed it all?
Yeah.
Because when I was working down in Tweed, there was a guy called Jeff, and I worked at a place called Super Amart.
Yeah.
And he was in there for years.
Really?
Yeah, he looked old when I started there.
Right.
But he'd run around like an 18-year-old.
I love when you see someone who clearly has grown up in a job as well, like started low and then moved all the way up to management and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I think he was born there. That's how long.
Was he still old looking when he was born?
Yeah,
okay. He looked like little Benjamin Button.
So, Gold Coast, how long have you been in the job for out there? There's got to be someone longer than like 70, or would it be 70 years?
I don't think
longer?
There'd be anyone with 70 years.
Yeah, who knows? There could be someone out there, Moisey. You never know.
Moira and Big Trev.
Queen Elizabeth, Lizzie, as I like to call her, over a text message every now and again. She's been in her job for 70 years.
Wow.
Yeah, she's been in there for a while. She's been in there, Elvis Presley, enthralled teens and scandalized adults with his suggested dance moves and lyrics around her age. So she went into power after her father passed away at the age of 25. And she's been in the job for 70 years. And we threw out to the Gold Coast to see how long they've been out on it. For a long time, because you've been in the job for a while, haven't you, Mozzie?
Yes, I have. It's currently being called the dinosaur here in this studio.
There's a brontosaurus behind you, Mozzie.
10 years I've been here, 20 years in radio.
Yes.
So that's pretty good. I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to my long service leave. Gary, how long have you been in your job?
Mate, I retired last year after being a paramedic for 40 years.
40 years?
Holy.
Wow.
Yep, worked in New Zealand, Victoria, and finished off up in Queensland.
That's amazing. To do that high-stress job for 40 years, you must just be loving a break.
Oh, yeah. My 12 grandkids love me being home.
Oh, they love it.
12 grandkids. Sweet Mary.
Yeah.
Did you say 12?
Yep, sure did.
My Lord, that's a lot of Christmas presents.
Sure is. For me.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, no, for you.
Yeah, lots of chocolates.
And what were you driving when you first started as a paramedic 40 years ago?
My very first ambulance vehicle I drove in New Zealand was a Chrysler Valiant station wagon.
What? Classic.
Yeah, so I've driven those. I've driven old Ford Fairlanes, Bedford vans, Chevs, Fords, Mercedes, Commodores, seen them all.
You've gone through a lot of them.
yeah, mate, wrecked them all.
Well, enjoy your retirement. Congratulations, Gary.
Well done, Gary.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Moira and Big Trev.
All right, we've got little people coming back from school. Now, a lot of parents, I could hear the collective sigh of relief at school time this morning when we returned our children to where they should be, and where they should have been about 2 weeks ago in the schoolyard. It was a very joyous moment in my home.
Was it?
Very joyous.
You looked very relaxed when you walked in.
That was the first thing you said to me today.
Yeah.
You look really relaxed. It's like I've been to Kmart.
Like, so relaxed.
Oh, well, they were both very excited. Eli going off to grade one, Jackson going off to grade five.
Yes.
So we had to go and take all the stationery, which, you know, and hats off to all of the parents. I did some hardcore buying yesterday at Officeworks, leaving it to the very last day to go and do all of the school supplies. But we took them along, did all that kind of stuff, walked in. The boys didn't really know where their classrooms were because then there'd been changes throughout the holidays. And I was thinking, okay, Eli's going to lose it. He's grade one. He's my little bubba. He's my bubba bear. Could not care about me being there at all. Literally was like, see you, Mum. Oh, do you want like a photo or anything? See you, Mum. Do you want me to stay with you at all? Bye, Mum. Okay, cool. Bye. I want to know how your little ones went. Was it prep? Was it grade one? Was it the first year of high school as well? Always a tough one. How did your kids go at school today? Did they not care like mine did?
Moira and Big Trev.
Little tired people around the Gold Coast heading off to school, prep through to year 12, finally, they were sent back to school. I've got Jackson going into grade five and Eli going into grade one. I was thinking we would see some waterworks, mainly from me, but then I remembered the last 10 weeks of school holidays and I was laughing more than crying, but Eli could not have cared. Eli was so comfortable, so ready. Grade one, walked in. Do you want a hug, mate? No, I'm good. Can I brush your hair a little bit? Do you want a photo? No, Mum. Bye, Mum. We want to know how you went. How did you go with your kids?
I got all my photos out front of the house.
Okay.
Because I don't want to embarrass them at school.
Okay.
And then we walked credence down, let Mizey go on his own way.
Yep.
And then that was it.
That was it.
Yeah. And got out of there as quickly as possible.
Did you cry?
No, we went out for breakfast. But we want to know how you went. Zara, how did you go?
Okay, so we were all confident when we were at home. We were busting, ready to get to school, happy, bouncing around the house. we go to drop the two babies off at daycare and we completely lost it.
Oh, wow. So you didn't take it well?
Well, look, no, I was more thinking I can go home and have a nap because I don't have three children with me.
Yeah.
So I was trying to get back there. But she was fine like 2 minutes after I left and come out and said she had the best day ever.
Oh, fantastic. Nice. What grade was she going into this year?
Into year one, and then she was asking when her little brother's going to prep, and I'm like, calm down.
Oh, wow. Well, well done, yeah. You mate. We made it, Zara. We made it.
Yeah, I'm looking for the wine tonight. I can see
it. Thanks, mate. Right, hey, Tracy, how did your little ones go today?
My little ones? You got toddlers. I'll raise your teenagers. I'm three down, one to go, and guess what?
What?
I stood at the end of the driveway and I waved him goodbye as he drove himself to school.
Oh, nice.
What an awesome moment.
I know, I was in my pyjamas too.
If you had wine in your mug, I would have been so impressed.
You know it's in the water bottle.
Thanks, Trace. You sound so relieved. Yeah. I love it.
Moira and Big Trev.
Moira and Big Trev's perfect match.
So we have the Diamond Dig coming up on Monday, Valentine's Day. A diamond ring thanks to CTJ worth $6,000. Only way to score a place there, though, is to play Perfect Match. MyGC.com.au is where you need to go to sign up. Melissa and Jamie is who we have playing today.
G'day, Melissa. How are you?
Hi.
Now, you and Jamie have been together for how long?
About 8 years.
Oh, wow.
Nice. And at the moment, you're pregnant?
I am, yes.
And how fast?
With our first baby.
Your first. Oh, congratulations. How pregnant are you at the moment?
9 months.
Right.
A little bit of word of advice. Don't listen to any other women with pregnant advice or they tell you how their birth went. Tell them to shush their face.
Yes, exactly.
No one wants to hear birth stories.
No.
Especially a pregnant lady.
But let you tell, this is what happened with mine. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to get into mine. Don't worry about it. Now, we have Jamie on the phone to our producer at the moment. He cannot hear you at all. Trevor's going to ask you three questions, and then we're going to ask the same questions to Jamie, and we're going to see how you go. All right?
Okay.
Rightio. Here's question one. How did Jamie react to the pregnancy news?
He said, "What, really?" Oh. In an excited voice.
Oh, okay. Okay. Not sure what the emotion was behind that.
All we got was, "What, really?"
What?
It was a bit of a surprise.
Had you been trying, or was it just a kind of, "G'day, how are you? I'm a baby."
We weren't trying, but we weren't not trying. It just happened very quickly. Well, more quickly than we expect.
Okay.
Okay, question two. Who is Jamie's celebrity crush?
Let's go with The Rock. He loves him. Well done.
Okay. Perfect. What's the most embarrassing thing Jamie has done?
What's the most PG rated one?
Yeah.
There isn't actually PG.
Oh, wow.
And most include poo. So.
All right, we get
it. Well, that's good. You know that's what? Perfect.
That is
perfect.
It just had diarrhea once, and it was not. But he will literally kill me. So.
Well, hold on there, Melissa. We're going to check with the Jamie next to see if he'll a perfect match next.
And that could score you a spot at our Diamond Dig on Valentine's Day. Thanks to CTJ, a $6,000 ring.
Ooh. Moira and Big Trev.
Moira and Big Trev's perfect match.
To score a spot at the Diamond Dig, which is on Valentine's Day, it's all thanks to CTJ. Up to 70% off every day. CTJ, big diamonds, small prices.
We have a beautiful diamond ring worth $6,000. It could be yours. All you have to do is answers have to match up in perfect match. Now, we've already spoken to Melissa, Melissa and Jamie from Ashmore. Now, they've been together for a number of years. I think it's about 8 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa's pregnant.
Yes.
And we were asked her a series of questions. Now we have Jamie to see if they all match up.
Now, Jamie, how do you think you're going to go, buddy?
Well, I can only do my best. So. All right.
That's all we can ask for, mate.
That's it.
Good luck.
How did you react to the pregnancy news?
Oh, I couldn't believe it. I was like, are you sure? You know, because I was just, you know, doing the maths in my head, and we weren't really trying very hard. So I was a bit surprised.
It won't work if you're not trying hard.
Congratulations, that is it. Congratulations. We got a what really from Melissa, so that essentially is all of that.
And you weren't trying, but you really were trying.
There you go.
Trying.
Yeah.
Well, we weren't not trying, but we weren't trying very hard. Yeah.
All right.
Perfect.
Who is your celebrity crush?
I would say, oh God, there's probably between DiCaprio or The Rock.
Very different men. I love it.
Different, yeah.
Complete opposites. Leonardo DiCaprio and The Rock. Never seen together in a movie as yet. All right, and your final question. Jamie,
okay.
What is the most embarrassing thing that you have done?
Oh, there's far too many, okay. But probably I'd say, you'd have to say, one of the ones that's up there that's pretty embarrassing is Skitty's in the bed. Yeah, so...
Oh, God! Now, mate, we have Mel listening in, and Melissa's answer to that question was, there's been so many of them, most of them involve poo. So...
Right,
oh
exactly.
My God.
Brilliant. Amazing.
Oh, you guys are great.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely perfect, you are.
Congratulations. You've won a shovel, a bit of sand, and on Valentine's Day, you could dig up a diamond ring worth $6,000.
Congratulations, guys.
Wow. That's great.
It all comes down to poo, which is just wonderful.
And not trying so hard.
Not trying hard, but trying hard enough. And The Rock, which is just a beautiful combination. Yes. Congratulations,
well,
guys.
Who doesn't love The Rock, really?
Well, you know, there you go.
Everybody's hands up here. We love him.
Melissa and Jamie, we look forward to seeing you. Melissa, you're not in labour, are you? Oh, gosh, she's not there.
Oh, she's due on Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I guess you'll be doing the digging then, Jamie.
It's Moira and Big Trev, 102.9 Hot Tomato. Enter at mygc.com.au if you want to play Perfect Match.
Moira and Big Trev.
I don't know if you saw this. If you need a giggle this afternoon, pop onto TikTok because Bob Irwin has been attacked by a bird. And it's just absolutely hilarious. The bird's name is Emily. I don't know. Am I sick for thinking this?
No. I watched it and it was absolutely fantastic.
So the bird's name is Emily.
Yes.
And he's trying to kind of train it.
What kind of bird is it?
It's an angry, angry, angry bird. And it attacks him, but he kind of continues to make sure, like, addressing the camera.
Yes.
But all you can hear is this, like, which is the bird, like, snapping at the back of his head. I have to say, when I do see animals attack people, of course, no death or destruction. Sometimes it's just really, really funny.
My youngest, he is very scared of, like, rats and, like mice and stuff.
Yeah.
And there was one time when he was really, really little.
Yeah.
The doors opened, there was a rat out on the balcony, like, growing across, and then jumped on the ground. He screamed like someone was murdering him.
Really?
Yeah. And then he just slams it. God, shut the door. You've got to shut the door. Shut the... He's just screaming. Absolutely screaming.
I've got a bit of... Robert here, actually.
Well, g'day, and welcome back to Robert and Emily's daily... Ow! Oh, ow! Daily vlog. Today, we're going to be talking about anger management issues. Now, this is something that Emily definitely needs to discuss. She's been having trouble for a while, just in kind of controlling those emotions. It's okay. It's all right if you're angry. It's okay. But there's better ways to deal with it than to lash out, okay? Because I can... Yeah. Just like that.
Sorry.
What kind of... They are scary birds.
It's a
I want
very
to know what
scary
that
bird.
Thing is called.
We want to know
it's
what...
Curlew.
What's
curlew?
Attacking you? What has attacked you? I got bitten by a cockroach once.
A cockroach.
I didn't know they bite.
Did they bite?
Well, they did my leg.
You sure it was a cockroach?
Yeah, it's a cockroach.
What?
What?
Is that a cockroach?
Cockroach.
Are you saying cockroach?
Cockroach.
Are you saying cockroach?
You're saying cockroach.
No, cockroach.
Cockroach.
That's a cockroach. It's a cockroach.
What are you saying?
Who are you?
We're going to address that cockroach? Tomorrow. Cockroach.
Yeah.
Where are you? Mexico. Hey, it's a cockroach. Hey, arriba.
Am I saying it wrong?
We'll bring that up tomorrow.
I've spent my entire life.
No, we're bringing that up tomorrow. I'm going to find out other words you can't say. Birds attacking. That's all we want to know about.
What are you going to attack by? What animal?
55711029 is the number. Give us a call. What have you been attacked by? And I tell you what, one of our best callers will get themselves a family pass, the Australian Outback Spectacular.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
So you can get attacked by something there. No, you won't.
No, you won't.
That's really good over
especially
there.
Especially cockroach.
Moira and Big Trev.
I don't know if it makes me a little bit sick, but the video recently of Robert Irwin being attacked by a bird called Emily has really made me laugh. If you haven't seen it, head on to his TikTok.
Well, g'day, this and is welcome him. Back to Robert and Emily's daily... daily vlog. Today, we're going to be talking about anger management issues. Now, this is something that Emily definitely needs to discuss.
Yeah.
She's been having trouble for a while, just in kind of controlling those emotions. It's okay. It's all right if you're angry. Mm. It's okay. But there's better ways to deal with it than to lash out, okay? Because I can... Yeah. Just like that.
He just sounds so calm.
He just keeps on going, and this bird is just hanging off his finger at one stage.
I just love Bob's voice. And you're my wallet's gone.
What animal attacked you? We'd love to know.
What happened to you, Dave?
Went into the pet-friendly area at Taronga Zoo in Sydney. An emu spotted me out and stuck his head up my rear end.
Oh.
I shooed him away, and he kept on going up my rear end, and I was horrendous while everyone was laughing.
What were you doing walking around the park nude?
I was trying to get out of their kids' park.
Oh, I bet you were.
Emu was loving it.
Excuse me, sir.
Playing down there, but he just loved going up there.
All right.
Excuse me, sir. You can't leave with that emu. Thank
Stop
you.
Stop riding the emu, please.
It's riding me.
It's riding me.
Hey, Ryan, you've got an interesting story?
I do. I was in New Zealand, and we're out fishing on the boats, and the guys are doing crayfish on the other side of a rock island we're out nearby.
Yeah. Right.
I've jumped in the water, and while I was having a snorkel around, I could see a little silhouette and distance under the water, and it all happened pretty fast.
Yep.
But I made it out to be a mako shark.
Oh.
That was absolutely flying.
Wow.
All I saw was a big black flash behind it.
Yeah.
I couldn't get out of the way quick enough.
Yep.
And it got me straight in the junk at full speed.
Oh!
Okay.
What's going on with these stories?
Oh, this is great.
What that black flash was an orca.
Oh! No way!
And that's what it was running away from.
You were stuck.
And I'd just be happy. I happened to be in the way.
You and your junk just happened to be. So did it...
As your junk?
Did it go in mouth open or did it just run into that particular stretch?
Just ran me. I was just in the way and it just hit me in the way past.
Oh, my God.
And how...
So it's like a hit by a torpedo, basically.
Right. And that all worked out okay in that area?
Does your junk still work?
Eventually, yes. It was a very...
eventually? Swollen. What do you mean? It was swollen. Okay, good.
The shark had half of it.
It was a swollen week, that one. I was like,
Mate, Ryan...
Getting back in the boat was a struggle.
Getting back.
Well, guys, who gets it? Is it the emu up the backside or is it the shark to the junk?
No, it's shark to the junk. Ryan in
his
junk.
Ryan, mate, you can settle up with a family pass to Australian Outback Spectacular from $269. You're going to go with a family pass on your own, mate. Enjoy.
Awesome.
Don't worry, there's no sharks, so you'll be fine. Just horses.
Just watch the horses.
Stay seated, mate.
I don't know if it makes me a little bit sick, but the video recently of Robert Irwin being attacked by a bird called Emily has really made me laugh. If you haven't seen it, head on to his TikTok.
Well, g'day,
this
and
is
welcome
him.
Back to Robert and Emily's daily... daily vlog. Today, we're going to be talking about anger management issues. Now, this is something that Emily... definitely needs to discuss.
Yeah.
She's been having trouble for a while, just in kind of controlling those emotions. It's okay. It's all right if you're angry. Mm. It's okay. But there's better ways to deal with it than to lash out, okay? Because I can, yeah, see, just like that.
He just sounds so calm.
He's so calm. He just keeps on going, and this bird is just hanging off his finger at one stage.
I just love Bob's voice. And you're the, and you're with a, oh, my wallet's gone.
What animal attacked you? We'd love to know.
What happened to you, Dave?
Went into the pet-friendly area at Taronga Zoo in Sydney. An emu spotted me out and stuck his head up my rear end.
Oh.
I shooed him away, and he kept on going up my rear end, and I was horrendous while everyone was laughing.
What were you doing walking around the park nude?
I was trying to get out of their kids' park.
Oh, I bet you were.
The emu was loving it.
Excuse me, sir.
I was all down there, but he just loved going up there.
All right.
Excuse me, sir. You can't leave with that emu. Thank
Stop
you.
Stop riding the emu, please.
It's riding me.
It's riding me.
Hey, Ryan, you've got an interesting story?
I do. I was in New Zealand, and we're out fishing on the boats, and the guys are doing crayfish on the other side of a rock island or out nearby.
Yeah. Right.
I've jumped in the water, and while I was having a stalk around, I could see a little silhouette and distance under the water, and it all happened pretty fast.
Yep.
But I made it out to be a mako shark.
Oh.
That was absolutely flying.
Wow.
All I saw was a big black flash behind it.
Yeah.
I couldn't get out of the way quick enough.
Yep.
And it got me straight in the junk at full speed.
Oh!
Okay.
What's going on with these stories?
Oh, this is great.
What that black flash was an orca.
Oh, oh! No way!
And that's what it was running away from.
You were stuck.
And I'd just be happy. I happened to be in the way.
You and your junk just happened to be. So did it...
As your junk?
Did it go in mouth... open, or did it just run in to that particular stretch?
Just ran me. I was just in the way, and it just hit me in the way past.
Oh my!
And how?
So it's like a hit by a torpedo, basically.
Right, and that all worked out okay in that area.
Did your junk still work?
Eventually, yes. It was a very
eventually. Swollen. What do you mean? It was swollen. Okay, good.
The shark had half of it.
It was a swollen week, that one. I was like,
mate, Ryan.
Getting back in the boat was a struggle.
Getting back.
Well, guys, who gets it? Is it the emu up the backside, or is it the shark to the junk?
No, it's shark to the junk. Ryan in his junk.
Ryan, mate, you can settle up with a family pass to Australian Outback Spectacular from $269. You're going to go with a family pass on your own, mate. Enjoy.
Awesome.
Don't worry, there's no sharks, so you'll be fine. Just horses.
Just watch the horses.
Stay seated, mate.
Moira and Big Trev.
Weekdays from 3.
Only on 102.9 Hot Tomato.